Ladies, gentlemen, oh, sorry, that was a bit loud. Gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, undecideds, underwear wearers, whoever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, welcome to episode 31, I think, of Apologies Up Front. I'm your host, constantly in need of education and fluffing. For legal reasons, you'll have to call me Kigo, and our old friend social media has reared its ugly head. Reared its, how do you rear a head? But anyway, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm just back from a week in Killarney with a group of friends and kids and all that sort of stuff. I think there was 16, 17 of us in the house. Great crack. Far too much drunk, far too much eating. But that's what holidays are for. That is why we do them. But it was great fun. Killarney is a magical place. Like when people think of Ireland, that's the kind of picture they have. Rolling green hills, pubs everywhere. Everyone in a good mood. There wasn't too much begarra begosh. There's a few kind of Irish pubs, but nothing, nothing offensive to an Irish person. It was absolutely magic. I would love to retire there and just be kind of half drunk all the time, half cut all the time. But yeah, it's magic. Obviously, if you've never been there, go there. We stayed just outside Killarney, played a bit of golf. Went to Dingle, did a little bit of the Ring of Kerry. Absolute magic spot. Go do it. I think that's what we got to do because life is tough. So if you see a deal on a Airbnb or you see a deal on a flight and you happen to have money to do it, book it. Like there's, you can't take the money with you. Now, obviously, save a little bit. Don't take financial advice from a comedian. Don't do that. But, if you see something that you might want to do and it might put you in a good mood or help you or get some good vibes going, do it. Sign up for it. And Killarney's a great spot. Killarney, not Killiney. Killiney's a different thing entirely. But no, it was great fun. And there's no gigs, no, like I kind of recharged all that sort of stuff back at it this Sunday in the international. But kind of recharging everything, kind of reworking things and kind of getting everything lined up for Friday, the 13th of October in Crowbar, in Temple Bar. We're going to record about an hour. I will put all the details up and hopefully you'll all go because it'll be great fun. But social media, right? Let's get to it. Let's get to the business. So, I'm 42, as I keep telling you. I don't know how the world works, as I keep telling you. I confuse easy, as I keep telling you. But I also understand that social media isn't real, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook might be the realest because mostly, like it's not a showy offy thing. Well, certainly I don't see that much of it. It's mostly keeping up with family and friends posting stupid stuff. So there's no kind of competition. And then kind of Twitter is and always has been a cesspit. A beautiful cesspit of madness. People are giving out about your man, Elon Musk, right? They're saying Twitter's gone to the dogs or whatever it's called now. Thinking that it was just this beautiful utopia beforehand. Twitter has always been where insane people go. And the insane thing about Twitter is, and I see it more on Twitter than Instagram, people will share things that offend them to show that they're offended or annoyed. Now, it's the equivalent of, did you hear what your man said in the real world? Which doesn't really happen that often. But it's to show that they're. So today's example, because there's millions. Graham Linehan, right, wrote Father Ted with another guy, I can't remember. Another guy who just is chilling, spending his money instead of being on Twitter, which is the way to do it. But this guy, right? I didn't know he was on Twitter. I don't know anything about him outside of he wrote the greatest TV show in the history of the world. Father Ted. That's all I know about the guy. And that's all I really care to know. This is another thing. Like, I don't care what your policies are, your thoughts are. You know, as long as you're not hurting anyone. Now, people will then say what he says is hurting people. I wouldn't know a thing he says unless the people who were offended shared it. So it's a bit like, do you remember, what was your woman's name? Gemma O'Doherty, the mad, crazy woman, right? This was another thing on Twitter. Like, and your man just seems to be the newest version of it. You know, who's annoying the loudest voice, which is mostly... Okay, doesn't matter. She was annoying everyone. She was Catchy Next Tuesday of a massive order, like top level, Champions League. You know, there'd be very few above her in the league table of Catchy Next Tuesdays. Hitler, the tax man. That's pretty much it, isn't it? Like, it's Hitler, the tax man, Gemma O'Doherty. And then there's a big gap, you know what I mean? I'm about to run someone over here. We'll get back to Gemma O'Doherty. Did people just wander across roads? Did we do that when we were younger? Like, just the traffic will stop for me. I was never arrogant enough to assume traffic was going to stop for me. But anyway, the league table will catch you next Tuesdays. But Gemma O'Doherty, I only found out about her because people would share it. People would say, look at how offended I am at this idiot saying what she's saying. And I would reply back to some of these people and say, listen, you are her best marketing team. You couldn't pay for marketing like this. And it's the same now with your man Lennon, right? I didn't even know he was on Twitter. I don't really care. Like, I'm a free speech guy. Free speech includes stuff that we don't like. And he says a lot of things that I don't like and that people don't like. But, like, you either have free speech. People want, and it's not just any particular section of people, but I think everybody wants to be able to say what they want to say, believe what they want to believe, be who they want to be. But they kind of expect everyone to fall in line. Not everyone's going to fall in line with what you think, what you believe, what I think, what I believe. And it doesn't really matter. This is the entire point. A stranger's opinion of you on Twitter means nothing. That's it. The reason these people have audiences is because people share their stuff. And this is what I don't get. Like, I won't go onto social media and go look for someone who I disagree with from day one. So Linehan being the example, right? I don't agree with what he says. I think he should be allowed to say it. I don't agree with what he says. But I'm not going to go. I don't follow him. I'm not going to go and look for the opinions of someone I don't like. I have enough going on in my life. Do you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, a stranger's opinion doesn't matter. People say words hurt. And it kind of, there's a, you know, what he says on Twitter leads to abuse of trans people. I would suggest to you that's not the case. Like, there's the people who are, you know, in town, there was a spate of trans people being attacked. They were all young kids doing that. Like, young, I'm talking teenagers, you know what I mean? Young kids, teenagers, 20s. They're not following Graham Linehan on Twitter. They don't know what Father Ted is. They're 20. They don't know anything. No one knows anything at the age of 20. You don't even know anything at the age of 30. You only start knowing things at the age of 40 to 45. That's what real life is. So, sorry to burst your bubble. But the trans crime, which is what it is, and they should go to jail for attacking people. That's not happening because of Graham Linehan on Twitter. That's happening because they're little Catchy Next Tuesdays. You know what I mean? People are very quick to bring this down to ordinary level in that someone says something we don't like on Twitter. So everything comes off that. That's not the case. There's not one 20, okay. 95% of 20-year-old boys are not following Graham Linehan on Twitter. Like he's not Justin Bieber or give me someone else, Harry Styles. You know what I mean? Most of the people who follow him are people my age who watch Father Ted. Most of the people who follow him that follow me are comedians who will be seen as allies of the trans people, which I am as well. How can you be an ally if you're saying that Graham Linehan is not causing trans abuse? Because I'm not saying nobody is attacking trans people because of stupid things said on Twitter. I'm saying that the ones that have been happening in town here in the last little while is not because of the fella from Father Ted. Like they're not, it's not all the same. The world, life is not that simple. You know, it's, and this is said with respect and love and support and all that sort of stuff. You know, not everyone's opinion is important. Not everyone's thoughts on you are valid. Not my opinion of your opinion means nothing. And your opinion of my opinion of your opinion means nothing. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Everything I say is not, is coming from a place of either I don't understand or respect and love. I'm not going out to hurt people. And I don't think anyone is actually going out to hurt people. They're just expressing an opinion. And if their opinion does not match what your thoughts on life are, then that opinion is not valid, especially if it's a stranger, an irrelevant stranger. And then if I was to go and share this opinion to show how offended I am, to build up brownie points or whatever, people are going to go and investigate that opinion that I don't like. And this whole circle of hatred continues. Why not share things we like? You know? Share clips of Keith Earl scoring his try and his 100th cap over the weekend. Share clips of the lad singing Ireland's Call or Aaron Levine in a packed stadium. They get their Irish blood pumping, ready to go out and fight the English. Why don't we share that instead of this idiot? It's unbelievable. Like we talk about mental health, right? And I'm not going to diminish anyone's struggles because everyone's struggles are different and unquantifiable and all that sort of stuff. But it's not helping people's mental health by sharing this stuff. It's not helping your own mental health by sharing this stuff. Do you get me? And if someone says, right, I think the 2 points I made was a, I can't remember what the thread was. It was whatever about him. It's about him or it's about someone else. I can't remember. Everyone gets annoyed about everything. My main overlying point was, why are you sharing this stuff? I also said that the government is a bigger threat to trans people than the fella from Father Ted. That was completely glossed over. Linehan doesn't make policy. I don't even know if he writes anything anymore. But he wrote the IT crowd in Father Ted. That's fine. He's got credit in the bank for that. I don't care what his thoughts are. I care what the government make in terms of laws. They're not really taking care of trans people, and that's far more dangerous than the fella from Father Ted. I get it. It's Monday. Everyone's angry on a Monday. But I think if we try, certainly on Twitter, because Twitter is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. If Twitter is your world, then your world will always be Twitter, and you will never be able to function in the real world. So, how about we try and share nice things? Share compliments, share people's, if you're a comedian, share clips of other comedians. If you're a human being, share your favorite song. If you see a picture of a cat, share it. Instead of sharing Gemma O'Doherty and your man from Father Ted, whose opinions are just insane. There you go. That's just my thoughts on a Monday. It's been a, you know, getting into another week now. Of a week off, and then I start working Tuesday next. So I'm going to recharge my brain, recharge my battery, recharge my testicles, because I did a flip on Inch Beach, right? I did a cartwheel first. It was very impressive. And then I did a flip I landed, right? And landed on my feet, of course, because I'm a savage. But when I landed, it was with so much force that, when, the cartoons, my listen, I don't want to paint too vivid a picture. My scrotum became a bungee. And it just bungeed down, hit the sand, and came back. Now, I was wearing shorts, so it went through my shorts, hit the sand, and bounced back up. Now, one of my testicles stayed down there. That's what happens. I know people give out about getting old. They didn't tell me that was going to happen. So I may now have to change to one of the white underpants that Walter White wears. The reason he wears them is just to keep everything up there. Because if he was to run for a bus, something might fall out. Look, it's not easy being a man. You know what I mean? Listen, I understand it's controversial. But listen, we spend the whole of our childhood being kicked in the nuts by other men. Boys, not men, boys of our own age. Because that's what you do as you're, when you're a kid. Then the tax man kicks you in the nuts. Then you do a flip on the beach, and one of your testicles stays down by your feet. I don't know. I think I don't share a picture of that, by the way. That's not what I'm talking about, sharing pictures on Twitter. Don't share a picture of that. I fear I've said too little, but I will continue to say it, and I support your freedom to say whatever you want. But if it's nonsense, I'm not going to share it. And I feel if we do that, the world becomes a better place. But it's Monday. I hope you're charging into the weekend like a porn star with a horse cock, ready to rock and roll. Maybe I should not say that. I hope you're charging into the week like, I don't know. I guess Britney Spears' divorce lawyer. Oh, that's a bit harsh. Poor Britney. That Free Britney thing, hey, you people killed her. That's you. And you've all done it. You thought you knew better. And now this is what's happening. I really hope the world looks at themselves. I don't know where that came from. Poor Britney. Anyway, it's Monday. Charge into the week. And, make you a cup of tea. You're beautiful. I can't remember the rest of that song. I was going to sing that song to you, but I can't remember. But yes, be well. Have a great week. Make a cup of tea for someone you like. Oh yeah, here's what we're going to finish with. We're going to finish with a phrase that I used on an old podcast. Hug those you love. Tolerate those you don't. But always wear really tight trousers.